Howdy all, this is Shane and welcome to the In The Blues Tone podcast. It's been a little while since I've done one of these. The main reason is I've actually been really sick. I had like basically a cold and flu kind of thing going on. It went away, it came back, I kind of lost my voice. It totally sucked, I had the work. So apologies for the slow delay on getting a new one of these up. This episode's going to be a little bit different to start with, and then we're going to get into some topics as well. The first thing I just want to make mention of is my forum is now online and it's doing really well. So that's intheblues.net. We've got loads and loads of people already signed up to it. The great thing about this is it will act like a permanent question and answer forum for myself. I tend to answer a lot of the same questions over and over for people, and that's cool via Facebook, I mean. But now I'll actually have a chance for other people to comment and also reply, and it makes life a little easier because there's lots of stuff I don't know about, and it's always good seeing where other people's specialities sort of lie, and then they can sort of interact with each other as well. I've already learned some stuff about pedals and finishes that I didn't know before, and I've applied that to new pedals, and they look fantastic. So it's been really cool. There's lots of cool sections. You can show off what you've got, what you want to get. If you've got questions about anything, head over to intheblues.net. I'm going to be on there a lot. I'm manually activating those accounts, and it's really cool. So, yeah, there's a quick question and answer thing that's on there. When you sign up, you put in the right answer, you get access. It's basically to stop the bots from destroying the site. So that may change from time to time, but I'm pretty sure most people will understand they'll know the answer anyway. So that's just a little bit about what's going on with the forum online. This is one thing I've got. I had actually lots of requests to do this over the last few months. And yeah, I'm not sure what really held me back from doing it. I actually had a domain name that I purchased about a year ago, intheblues.net, never got used. And so I thought, yeah, that's actually pretty cool. Let's make that the network community forum. And that's what it's now become. So feel free to start topics on there. Feel free to reply to others. And yeah, like I said on my post on YouTube about the forum, I think the In The Blues community is the best online. Everybody's really nice. Everybody's really helpful. So a huge thanks to everybody for that. I really appreciate it. I also want to give a huge shout out to Tim at Rode Microphones. Tim sent me this lovely Rode NT1 microphone with a little windshield on here. It's the first time I've used this on a podcast. I've used it on my recordings with my guitar amplifiers, and it's a fantastic mic. Usually I'm using a Rode NT2A microphone for the podcasts, so I thought I'd mix it up and try this one. So let me know what you think of the microphone, if it's an improvement or not. It should be pretty much the same. I mean, this is a really great mic for lots of applications, including recording acoustic guitar, vocals, electric guitar. It's sort of like a one all in one microphone that can do lots of tricks. So yeah, it's really quite sweet. It's got a few cobwebs on here. Get a lot of spiders in this place. Anyway, it's a really nice mic, and a huge thanks to Rode Mics. Rode have been my favorite microphones for a long time. I think this one puts me up at around, I don't know, maybe 9 or 10 or 11 microphones. I need to really check. But yeah, I've been a huge fan for a long time, and yeah, I'd like to just thank him yet again for allowing me to test this out. It's a really nice mic. So yeah, let's get on with the podcast. Now, just a quick mention too for the In The Blues Tone Shop. A huge thanks to everyone who supports me on there by buying stuff. It's awesome. There's lots of great stuff on there now. Lots of boutique stuff and a lot, you know, less expensive stuff as well. Sadly though, the Tone City stuff won't be continuing after it's sold out. It's done my head in trying to work with the people behind the brand. So I'm not going to be putting myself through the headache anymore. I just feel like I'm the only one putting any promo out there, so they can find someone else to resell them in Australia. I just don't want to deal with them again. So the flip side of that is all the stuff that's on there now, I'm not going to change the price of it. It's going to stay where it is and at a really good price for the product, and it can go and it will go quickly. There's only a couple of bad horse pedals left, for example. So Yeah, if you want one of those things, one of those pedals, definitely get them. I love them. I'm absolutely a huge advocate for the product. But being on the other side of the business, I just don't want to deal with them anymore, and I'm not going to. I left my day job to enjoy myself more and to also have less stress in my life. So one of the things that I wanted to make sure of is that I'm not put in a position where I'm just hitting my head against the wall anymore. I'm going to be dealing with Australian, American, Canadian, and, you know, companies that are just a lot more professional in terms of dealing with them, and things get done nice and quickly. So anyway, I just thought I'd shout out to everybody, let everybody know rather, that the Tone City stuff will be discontinued on my site. You can still probably pick it up. There's a couple of guys selling them in Canada and the US as well. So, you know, if you are over there and you want one, definitely get them. They're great pedals, but yeah, I'm not going to be reselling them here. They'll still be under warranty. If you have any issues, we can contact Tone City directly and we can get that sorted out. So yeah, I'll just let me know if you need a hand with that. So over to speakers now, and I've just sold one of my vintage 30 speakers, the original speaker that was in the Trainor amp, and I've also got a Randall isolation cabinet with a vintage 30. And after recording with either the Swamp Thing speaker or the Texas Heat speaker that I've replaced them with, the vintage 30 is just, I don't know, they're not really my kind of sound. So I went ahead and I ordered one of the very rare Tone Spotter speakers from eBay. This was from a really cool shop on there called Golden Tone. And they stock all the kinds of different speakers in the world. They've got WGS, they've got, you know, Celestion, they've got Eminence, they've got all the brands. So I've ordered a Tone Spotter and another Swamp Thing speaker. So basically, I'm going to shoot these out in my cabinet and see which one I like the best for recordings. The Swamp Thing is just such a great speaker. It's one of those things that I'm always surprised when I plug in. It's got next to no speaker breakup, so it's nice and clean, nice and clear. Has a big, warm sound, and I really dig that. And I think in the isolation cabinet, it could be a perfect fit. And I kind of wanted the same speaker that, you know, that I would have in the amp in the cabinet. Or I wanted to try the Tone Spotter as well, just as, you know, as a variation. And maybe that might be the one that just records that little bit better. I think no matter what I do now, the Randall isolation cabinet is going to sound so much better. And I've also just packed it up with a little bit more acoustic foam on the inside, which kind of tightens the sound a little bit and just makes it a little bit more organic sounding when you record. And thanks to everybody who suggested or asked questions rather about my recording setup recently and what's changed. I swapped out the microphone. I went from my Rode M3 to an SM57 literally just to mix things up, and people picked up on that. So a huge shout out to everybody who managed to... I actually got a few emails and a few comments on a few of my last videos that asked me what changed on my setup. So that was the microphone. I'm going to go back to the M3, and over the next couple of weeks, I'll be shooting my videos with the new speaker, one of either speaker in the cab, and we'll take it from there and see how it goes. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm always looking to improve my recording capability and sound and to work within my environment. So I unfortunately just can't crank an amp up to 8 in, you know, where I live. Although I should, because my neighbors are really loud and obnoxious, but, you know, I like to remain somewhat courteous when I'm not banging on the walls. So yeah, asking them to be quiet. So what I'm planning on doing is basically having the same speaker in the Randall isolation cabinet that I would have in one of my amps, and then take it from there. So the quality is just going to keep getting better. And I'm going to stick to what I know with the microphones. The M3 is definitely, you know, my favorite amplifier mic. I really like this one as well, the one that I'm using for the podcast. But sometimes too close to the speaker, you get that proximity effect, which enhances the lows a little bit too much. And I noticed on a couple of the videos, I may have had the placement a little too close. But that said, it's still a great mic. And if I could use two in there, I would absolutely use this and an M3. They're both, you know, as great mics as you could want for recording. So, yeah, it's an interesting thing, mic placement and also microphone type. And it's a good testament to how good some people's ears are when they can actually hear a difference. Okay, one thing I wanted to talk about is the VFE pedals and how cool they actually are. I'm not plugging this on my site or anything. I'm just going to speak off the top of my head about this. Now, the latest one I demoed is the Ice Cream pedal, which I got to say is probably one of the best pedals I've used in quite some time. I love their Blues King pedal, and the demo that is going up this weekend coming up will be for the Blues King Burn, which is a kick-ass pedal as well. But the Ice Cream tends to pretty much do it all. It's got that cut through the mix with a bit of gain like the Klon, except it's a bit nicer sounding and you can sort of tweak it a little more. So it's got lots of good stuff. It sounds great on a clean amp. It also sounds great pushing an already dirty tone, which is what it's designed for. But it sounds great in any situation. And me being I'm not a high gain player, when you compare what I do to say like what metal players do, that will work for that style of pushing that kind of amp, you know, the heavier distorted tones. And it will also sound great for the kind of music I play and a lot of the guys that like the YouTube channel. So it's really cool. And it's definitely worth checking. It's definitely worth checking out those VFE pedals. I think quality-wise, they're fantastic. They look cool and they sound great. And it's one of those things, they make quite a number of pedals. And I'm yet to really come across one that I just shake my head at. I reckon they're all great and they could all go on my board. I use the Merman still. I think that's one of the best ones that I've ever used. And the Blues King, I've got one of those as well for myself. They're great pedals. I'm going to be getting more of them pretty soon too. I had a few other commitments first to take care of. And one of those was I went and I got a crazy, crazy guitar. So I bought a Gibson Les Paul 56 Custom Shop reissue with P90s. Now, a lot of the guys on YouTube probably have already seen that video. So, you know, thanks for all the comments and questions and all that kind of stuff on there as well. It just sounds great. I've used it live a few times. I've used it with a couple of different amps, including the Fender Mustang. And it just sings. Everybody's commenting on it, which is pretty cool. Like, I usually get, man, nice, you know, I get a lot of positive comments when I play live. Not all the time, but sometimes, whatever. And it's good when people say, man, great playing, and I love that guitar. You know, what is it? It sounds awesome. Even through the Mustang, it totally sings, which brings me to my next point. The Mustang Monday thing that I did, I'm actually going to make three more episodes of that really soon. And these will basically be, all right, a little bit of a heads up on what's going on. And as you may or may not know, I did a Mustang Monday series. It was 20 videos or so, and signature tones, as well as just custom presets that I made with Brian and Rick that sound fantastic. So I've gone ahead and I'm going to shoot three more of those. And again, actually, do it this way. All right, so over to the Mustang Monday series. I just want to have a quick chat about that. For those who don't know, I did a 20-part series of Mustang Monday videos, which was basically presets you could download and use for yourself. I'm going to shoot four more of these coming up in the future. And they're basically going to be ones for a Strat, ones for a Telecaster, ones for a Les Paul with P90s or a Les Paul in general. You can tweak it if you need to. And ones for an ES-335. These are all based on the Supersonic setting. And these are all presets that I use live. So I've set them up per guitar. I just click to 1, 2, 3, or 4. And this is my number one preset right now. So I hope you like it. And you can, you know, feel free to tweak it and modify it the way you like it. All my presets that I do, I assume most people have the master on the Mustang 3 up at about 3 or 4, somewhere around there, and they just wail. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to getting these out to you guys and, you know, getting some feedback on them. Yeah, they're the presets that I use, so that's where I'm at right now. I did stick on the beloved 00 preset, was the 68 Custom Deluxe, but now I've gone back to the Supersonic sound. It just plays itself. It sounds really good with, even without the drive on. It's just really fat. I reckon it's the best preset I've made. And I had a few people comment on it last Friday when I used it live, and they were like, man, what amp is that? You know, and I tell them, they're like, what, really? So yeah, it's one of those kind of things where you'll hear it and you'll nod. I think it sounds great. If you like a little bit of extra gain for your blues or classic rock, you're definitely going to love this preset. So I hope to be starting them in the next week or two. I have a couple of other demos I need to finish first now that I've got my voice back and I'm not sniffing as much and all that kind of stuff. I was pretty sick there. So yeah, these should be on their way once a Monday coming up for the next 4 weeks pretty soon. So I'll get onto that in no time at all. So thanks for all the support and, you know, all the prompting for more presets. I definitely have 4 on the way. Now, as you may or may not have noticed on some of my videos, I've changed the format a little more. There's a lot more guitar playing and there's a lot less talking, which is, I think, more pleasing to watch. I need to really check the viewer retention time to see if it's made any difference or not. But basically, there's a compromise now. I don't get to maybe tweak the pedal as much doing it this way, but you get to see how it sounds and have a listen to how it sounds with different guitars over backing tracks and within the context of mix as well. I think more people are sort of opting towards hearing it in context rather than on its own. Sometimes pedals don't really shine on their own, but they sound better in a mix than say another pedal. That's why the Klon's so good. The Klon sticks out in the mix, but on its own, it sounds a little harsh and a little weird, but when you hear it in context, it sounds really great. So I figure the more appropriate way of showing people how these things sound is doing it that way with backing tracks. There's certain pedals that I can't do with backing tracks, like tremolo pedals and stuff. I guess I could, but it just really wouldn't do it justice. You're probably better off hearing how they sound on their own, and certain pedals like fuzz pedals sound a little bit more appropriate just on their own to show people the differences with it, because sometimes fuzz in the mix might be a bit hard to sort of hear, or I might not even have backing tracks that allow me to use those type of pedals. So let me know what you think of the new format, and I've already had a lot of people say it's really cool, so I appreciate that. And I'm really trying to cut the videos down to under 5 minutes, but sometimes it's pretty tough depending on how many features some of these pedals have. But if there's any suggestions on how I could take the new format and improve it again, please let me know. I'm always open to those questions and comments, and I will take it on board and do what I can. So I appreciate all the feedback on the new video format, and hopefully more of those to come next week. So on the next podcast, we're basically going to have a guest. It's one of my friends, and all being well, we'll line this up for next week, and we're going to have a chat about a few things that I think a lot of people will find humorous. And one of them is brand snobbery. So yeah, we're going to get into that and talk about sort of the thought process behind a lot of the ridicule and dismissal of certain things that are out there simply based on the fact that it might not be a Fender or a Gibson. So this should be interesting and a bit of fun as well. So I'm really looking forward to sort of getting some more podcasts happening now that the voice and is back and the sinus isn't having the same problem that I had over the last few weeks. So yeah, thanks for everybody for their patience on the podcast. I know I was doing them quite regularly and then they stopped, and that was the reason. No one wants to hear you when you're sick. And yeah, I actually called into a US radio station the other day actually, with one of my USB microphones, the blue microphone, the Yeti, and the guy made a really nice comment saying, oh well, you got a really great voice for radio. And I thought, well, maybe my voice is starting to come back now, because a few days before that I could hardly talk without it sounding like my nose was running all over my face. So yeah, it was a cool comment, and I plan to do a whole lot more about these. So thanks to everybody who supports the In The Blues Network in any way, whether it's on YouTube at youtube.com/InTheBlues, or the Tone Shop at intheblues.com.au, or the new forum at intheblues.net. Definitely head over to the forum. It's going to grow. There's already like 630 posts on there. There's 131 topics already, and about 170 users. So it's growing and growing. And the forums are a lot of fun. It just gives people a chance to interact with each other, with me as well, and with everybody on there. And you'll see how great the community is when you head over there. It's definitely awesome. So thanks for listening, and a new podcast will be up very, very soon. Thanks for watching, or listening, I should say. It's a YouTube habit, and I'll catch you all soon. See ya.